Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's your big homie DJ Montana right now, 96.3, 104.5, the number one station on the block. I got a special guest in the building with me, man, the Haitian Mufasa, Jeff Cherry, the family.
What up, Montana?
What's going on with you, man? MMG, Bel Air Rosé? That's how we doing it.
You know, that's how we doing it.
I got to let you introduce yourself, man. I need you to tell the people, who exactly is Jeff Cherry?
You know, the Haitian Mufasa in the building, man. Y'all get your DMs ready and all that.
Yeah.
But, Jeff Cherry, man, he's a king, man, a young king, you know, full of just life, full of rich spirit, rich energy. You know, I come from nothing. You know, I come from Léogâne, Haiti, man, and I'm just here to really show people. It don't matter where you're from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just really about that energy and that vibe and that belief.
You just got to believe in yourself and you can make it.
Mm-hmm. You have
to. So you moved from Haiti to New York to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
How was that transition from New York to Atlanta?
You know, New York is fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you running around New York, everybody's a hustler. Everybody trying to get their chips up, which, you know, you got to respect that. Atlanta, it's a little more quiet. You dig? The people are a little different, but Atlanta cool. But the fact that I go back and forth, cool.
It still keeps you right there together with both.
Right.
So when exactly did you start doing music?
Jeez, I've been writing since I was. Once I moved from Haiti into New York, I was on Flatbush, Brooklyn. I probably started writing since I was about like 10, real, but you know, you never take it serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I've been taking it serious really solid for like the past maybe 10 years, King, to keep it a bit up.
You know,
you go back, you'll see everything, you know what I'm
saying?
So, you know, you get to that point where you like, yo, it's what's up?
I can really do this, man. Like, it's time I take this serious. Mm-hmm. I got a chance at this. Like, I can really provide for my family off of this and just really do it.
Right.
So would you say you've always had a support system, even from the beginning? Or, because, you know, people don't always support when you coming up.
No, that's real.
And even if they do, a lot of times it's fake love. So,
King, a lot of that fake lit off, you dig? And I know it personally.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got homies you'll be cool with. You thinking they supporting, but they really not.
Yeah.
So me coming up, I probably had, you know, outside of my close homies, and I'm talking about NSS, you know, I'm talking about my Vagabond homies, you know, my T-Mar homies, and those were just like homies I was growing up with. You know what I mean? Most of them was those too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of hate,
just keeping it real.
Keeping it, you know what I mean? But, you know, a couple cats that really believed in what I was doing, you know what I'm saying? They stuck around and they helped out, you know, just kept pushing me, kept grinding with me, and you know they forever still with me.
Yeah,
like so that's what makes it beautiful. You know what I mean?
What I really love about the day ones, man, them the ones that's gonna keep you grounded. when you start getting that big head, they gonna bring you down real quick.
Like my man, hey, we you know what I'm saying? You know what we came
right? You remember when we was back in the day doing this and that? Like,
right.
But you ain't there, but you still my boy.
Exactly.
We'd have came up from nothing, man. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. That's how it be.
That's how it really be.
But so, what really motivates you to keep going with this music?
Man, to keep it 100. You know, that we marry with you, kid. You know what I'm saying? Is you know, I got a little mama. You know,
okay.
A little mama, and I got a little man too. Like, they motivate me every day. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, you know, my country, you know, my grandmother in Haiti, I got a brother out there who they deported. You know what I'm saying? And just a bunch of family out there. So it's really in my DNA. I don't just wear the bandana. Like, you got a bunch of people claiming that Zodi, I'm a Zo, but they don't really be about that. You know what I mean?
You're
they
real
really,
life with it.
Yeah, like, it's in my DNA. Like, I breathe it. So. Because I have all this fam up there, like, my country on my back, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so you really, you at the point where you putting on for them, putting on for yourself,
exactly,
your family, like
fam, and that's it. Like that's and of course life experiences. Yeah, every day something new happening. Oh, nah, I gotta write about this. You know what I'm saying?
Especially with you being in a position that you're in, because mm-hmm. I know you just signed with MMG, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure your day is changing every day.
I don't even think I sleep no more. You know what I'm saying? I'll be lying if I say I get rest. You did, like, you know, we went from New York straight from the show. We had to hit the airport, flew back out. You know what I mean? I probably had a day to do stuff, but I'm in the gym. Get the body
still
ready.
Working
you
out.
Feel me? I got it. You know what I'm saying? You got to look right. You feel me? So, you know, it's work.
What's the average day for you?
Today. We ain't had no shows or nothing today, but got up. First thing I had to do was film. Last night we shot a video. And we was filming till about 2-3 in the morning. Went to sleep about 2 hours, woke up right back on sit that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm here now doing the interview with you. So it's to the point I love what I'm doing though.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And, so, you know, I just be moving with
and it allows you to provide for your family.
Exactly.
See, like with me, man, like, you know, I'm doing this whole DJ thing, the whole radio thing. And I just really want to put on for my little brothers. I got two little brothers, 10 and 11 years old. I want to get them something to look up to.
Right.
Like, darn, that's my big brother. Like, that's him doing that. And then just people in the city. I know I started late really just getting it to this, but I'm just trying to put it to a point where people see that it's never too late to start. Like, you can do this. If this really what you want, bro, just grind and you got it.
Exactly.
The sky is the limit. And I learned that the sky really is the limit. And I'm sure you learned. Like,
King, I used to listen to interviews from people, right? Mm-hmm. And they like, yo, just keep grinding and you'll make it. I'm like, man, bozo talk about your dick. Like,
right.
But, yo, it's real. Like, and I'm living proof. You know what I'm saying? Like, because everybody talk about their cars and all. I'm coming in the game different, creating my own lit ain't and just stuck to it. You feel me? And there's days I was like, nah, I'm going to give up. But nah, like, really, if you keep grinding and you don't let nobody tell you nothing, and you just put that good energy out there, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. Yeah. And when it come back and it hits you in the head, like, man, blessings on blessings. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
That's what you wanted, but you better be ready because you never know when it's going to hit.
You never know, King. And so, there's no blueprint.
Exactly. You just got to go with it.
That's
you just got to go. You just got to keep grinding. Stay 10 toes down. Just keep going.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the show Sign, VH1 Sign. Mm-hmm. How did you get on that? Like, did you even see yourself on a TV show competing to be signed one day?
King, I've had people tell me, like, yo, you know, TV, blah. I'm a man, I ain't about to do TV. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get out of here. You feel
right.
me? It just wasn't my thing, but I'm going to just keep it all the way 100. Shout out to Matt at Ventertainment. You dig Matt Varner? He reached out to me. I was just putting music out. You know, and my homie Hayes from DGB, Dirty Glove Bass, is a site who was just putting music out. Mm-hmm. Right. So shout out to them. Double salute. Matt reached out to him and, you know, like, yo, we see, you know, Mufasa doing this thing. We like his music. And they reached out. When they hit me initially, you know, I had a little thoughts about it. Like, television, you see you see what's going on.
Right.
And he told me, yo, we really digging you. Like, we want to make this happen. We got it. They had no name for it. You know, I told them they should call it Mufasa, the one.
Look, King.
You feel me?
King.
But, you know, it went with signs. So it was like,
it is what it is.
But nah, he said, just do it. And I thought about it for a while, but King, I ain't had nothing. I wasn't working, had to provide for my youngins. I literally ain't have nothing. And I just kept doing music. And I said, yo, I ain't got nothing to lose. Like, what I got right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And my youngins is only going to get older. So I took the chance and went out. Then I found out they threw the name and they said Rosé in there. Boop, 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 boop. And I'm here now. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't write this. You feel me? Like, for real.
So with you just really being down at the bottom before you got the sign, like, it really is possible to really come from nothing and out of nowhere, you on top. You signed to one of the biggest labels, one of the most consistent labels. Mm-hmm. Most well-known labels. You live in testimony.
And that's, you know, I'm here for inspiration, for hope. You dig? And that's, you know, my music, I call it celebration music because it's a vibe. You dig? No matter what you're going through, you play it. And, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to vibe. So that's why my style is just, it ain't with all the craziness. Like, my whole thing different. I'm showing you, literally, I'm saying I went on sign with nothing, bro. Like, not a dollar in my pocket. And I'm keeping it all the way a bit up with you right now, you dig? To where it's like, you know, it would have been a wrap for me. And I went up on there, and I just gave it everything I had. Just stayed focused. Man, half the stuff going on there, I ain't know. When I'm on a PJ with Rosé, I'm like, hell go no. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I went on there with that confidence. I went in there with the spirit of a king and knowing, like, I got my people watching. Mm-hmm. I got my fam with me. And I'm out here dripping. Yeah, let me take this heavy artillery up off me and let me get going. What's up? Who here? You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of this heavy artillery.
Oh, man, forever.
The very first clip where you walked in and was like, hold up, I got to take this heavy artillery off. And dude was like, this might be the most cockiest dude I've ever met. But you came in and killed it.
Man,
Rosé stood up and said, you know what? I'm finna put a verse on this.
Mm-hmm. And that moment right there, it felt like a blessing. It did? Because when I went on there, and I'm like, man, because I had a show. But it's like this. If you got nothing to lose, and you somewhere with moguls at that caliber, right? It's either two things. It's either you going to choke, or you going to give them everything you got and regardless if they love you or hate you, as long as you gave them everything, it shouldn't matter because you poured it all out there.
You did That's everything all, you could.
Bro. So I said, man, I'm going to take this heavy artillery. Y'all, I'm going to come and do what I do because they going to understand me today. You feel me?
And I feel like they respected you more for that.
Now
like,
they did.
You just came out like, by like you taking this heavy artillery off,
man.
You was laying everything you had on the floor.
That was it. See, and I love that you picked that up because that's really what it is. You know that heavy artillery. Boom, I'm laying everything out here, and I'm here. I'm me. Accept it or not, but y'all gonna hear me today.
Yeah, right. Right. Regardless if you wanted to or not, you gonna hear me today.
Fidax,
that's
man.
How you gotta do. And you definitely came in and did your thing, man. What's something that you learned or just picked up from being on sign, whether it was about the industry or just something you learned about yourself?
You know what I did learn while being on Sit Down is just that I know just being around certain energy, like, is always a blessing. And to break that down is more or less like when you're around people, like-minded people, because I was there with artists. Everybody was grinding towards the same thing. So with that energy come around and we working, it does something to your spirit, King. Like, it pushes you more. You your own comp, you know what I'm saying? So when you your own comp, you're around that good energy, man. It forces you to keep leveling up. So what I've learned from that, outside of like Ross and some of the other moguls giving you certain pointers, you dig, about recording and things like that.
Yeah.
It's just being around good energy and good people and having a solid foundation. That's the key, you dig?
And I was watching a clip where you was like, when you in a studio session, you got to be around good vibes. You like who you like in the studio. What is being in the studio with Jeff Cherry like? Because I know, matter of fact, you stepped in the studio with the homie Big Phil down here.
Yeah, you know, Fidax.
For a feature. So what is just being in the studio with Jeff like?
Yo, it's fun. Can you know, we did a listening session in New York. You know, double salute to anybody, because we on the live right now. Double salute to anybody who was up top with me the other day in the studio session. We did the price tag, you know, Rome coming out. So we did a price tag studio session. But in the stew-op, I get lost,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm in my element. So that's why everybody around got to be on some good vibes. Because when you lost in your element, you don't want to worry about nothing.
That's the thing. Like, people, they surround themselves with negativity, but then they're wondering why so many bad things are happening to them, or they're just not happy with life in general.
Come on.
Bro, you got to surround yourself with positive
vibes.
Exactly. Positive vibes.
Once you have that, man. All we gonna do is, you know, blow a little la-la, you know what I'm saying? Sip a little champagne, and we gonna go to the happy hour.
Hey, we gonna live life.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why my music is, like I said, celebration music. You know what I mean? Because you in the studio, we just gonna vibe and feel like we just celebrating life over and over. You
so
know
you
mean?
Say you gonna do what you do and go to happy hour. Is that where the song Happy Hour came from?
Ooh. You know it.
Come on now. It was GBLM. We fam. I know.
You know it, man.
So what is it like being up under Rosé? Because you know, Ross, he a real boss, man. He going to let you know what it is. He going to put you in a position to learn and become your own boss. What's something that you've taken from him?
Just, you know, having an opportunity is just a blessing, you know, to be around a dude like that. Because, you know, with everything Ross has done from the past till now, like you said, you know, he's one of the biggest moguls to do it. So just being around a dude like that with pointers he's telling you on records, you know what I mean? Granted, You got to respect them because you got to be out there grinding.
Yeah.
I don't think any boss will respect anyone that ain't out there grinding and really getting it.
Yeah.
So that's what I know, you know, about just being around the homie. He respect when you out there really getting it. You know what I mean? And there's just a lot you can learn from the homie.
Yo,
you dig?
One thing I really love about Ross, man, he's not afraid to get out there and get his hands dirty either.
Nah,
he's
going to
get out there
do.
Right there with mm-hmm. you and grind it out.
FedEx, man.
He got to, man. Mm-hmm. That's Ross. He can't help it. It's in his blood.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Ross saw something in you. Mm-hmm. He saw something in your music. He heard something in your music.
Right.
For people that's not really familiar with Jeff Cherry, the mm-hmm. Haitian Mufasa, mm-hmm. what can they expect? You know, from your music.
Well, you know, we got this Rome project coming out.
Your okay.
It's in Redoubt. I promise y'all it's coming. Because they've been like, yo, what's up? You dropped like, yo, so it's coming.
You ain't going to pull a Wayne where we got to wait three, four years for it.
We ain't going about to do nothing with waiting.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to get straight to it.
We getting straight to it. But the music, it's called Rome because it's in the title. It's really about the point of my life where I was at, where I'm still at currently, I was just grinding, you know, and I'm still grinding to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you roaming, you out there getting it, you know what I'm saying? Getting it for yourself, grinding and really putting them numbers up on the board.
Yeah.
So that's why it's cool. You know, when a young lion is roaming, you know, really trying to get that situation. So that's what the whole project is really on, but it's just really illustrating where I was at and where I'm currently at, grinding and just celebrating life all over the joint. So you throw it on, you got the yummy on there, you got the price tag, you're going to be vibing, dancing. But it's a vibe, King. It's really a vibe. You know, and when people hear it, I know they're going to be happy with it.
And speaking of that yummy, though, but that yummy and price tag,
they're
my two favorite, bro.
Bro, they're going to do something. You know they gonna
and
do
just,
something.
Just mean. Seeing your reaction from like Instagram videos and all that. But I know yummy, but that's your little baby right
that's,
there.
You know that. You know
you be like, hey, throw that yummy on,
boy. throw that on. We got a bitty right here. Throw that on.
Right, I'm telling you. But so price tag, that's the one that you're really pushing. What mm-hmm. inspired that song right there?
I'm gonna keep it a bit up. You know, we wasn't even gonna put that on the project. You know, I was just kind of playing around. Shout out to Savage Beats, you mm-hmm. know, and Hugo Black. You know, they did the record. They shot it to me, playing around. He was like, yo, let's put something out. I'm like, did the joint. Not really even thinking, because I do records all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in the whip. You know, I was playing it with a couple Incredibles. They hearing it, and they like, ooh. They was rocking with it, just the groove of it. And I'm like, oh, nah, I got to put this on you.
y'all feeling it like this?
I need to throw that on. So the more we played it, the more it was just a vibe to it. Like, and
mm-hmm.
once it come on, it's like you celebrating something. Like, the tone of the record is priced. You know what I'm saying?
It's the price tag mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah, they love it, King, and it's slowly spreading and it's doing what it's
y'all
doing.
Say it, like you say, it's definitely doing what it's doing, man. Mm-hmm. It's definitely catching that wave.
Mm-hmm.
So you in town right now shooting a video, right?
Yeah, we shot the Birds video yesterday. You dig? Shout out to Chaotic. And he filming a TV series called Flip the Script.
Okay.
So we've been running through Anderson and Greenville. We've been out here. I'm in the series. You know what I mean? And I can't wait for y'all to see it. You dig?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you say you shooting at Anderson and Greenville. So you pretty much out threw up the upstate right now. Like
I'm in the slums with the homies. You dig? And I'm really out there with them. And the thing is, like I said, I come from nothing. Mm-hmm. So I could go to any, and I'm good because my vibe, it ain't nothing new. I'm good. What's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them scary. Like, nah, we don't do that. Like,
you ain't one of them bougie, hot to eight. You got to talk to my mans first.
Come here. Let's take a pic. Let's vibe, King. Let's build. Right. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying?
And what a lot of artists don't understand, making that personal connection with fans or just people that don't even know you, that helps them a long way.
It's all the way. Because that's... the fan is everything.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? They who support the music, who buy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you got, and me, I got more than fans. Like, I got people that's locked in. Like, I got Zoes, I got the Incredibles, I got the big, they love, and I love them back because at one point in time, you got to remember, like, I had nothing.
Yeah.
So now I got people who's seeing my story, who's vibing with me and rocking with me and loving the music, like, you got to love that. You mm-hmm. got to show them love, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Because they the ones that's going to propel you to the top.
So are you really getting to the point now where you're really, like, just catching a lot of fake love? Like, people showing love, and you know it ain't genuine. People just want to be in your face. Like, hey, Zo, like, what's up? You remember me from back in the day?
Man, you know you're going to get that every day. You know that, King. I think that's just, you know, unavoidable. But at the same time, I get a lot more love than fake love. And I can tell, you know, I look at somebody's eyes, whether it's, you know, an incredible or just a pedestrian.
Yeah.
I'm going to look in his eyes and I'm going to say, what's up? And once they come out, true love, they ain't going to want nothing from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I met a chick at the airport. We walking and she's like, and shaking like, and I'm like, damn, like, that's love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just wanted a hug and she's just like, you an inspiration. You know what I mean? I love you. And I'm like, I love you too, mom. And people like, it's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I can't no money. You know what I mean?
Never
do something.
Like,
yeah, you can't put no price on that.
So with you coming from that, how does that even feel for you? Like, you being in the airport and somebody just coming up to you like, that's Jeff.
It's, you know, it's something where you just like, you know what? I'm here to give now.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Like, I'm here to inspire. I'm here to give. So if I could have that effect on somebody, like, that makes my day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could work all day and grind. If one person come up and like, Mufasa, yo, I love you. That just made my day. You know, I just did something for you. You could have been having a bad, little mama could have been having a stressful day.
But she saw you and
it was just
changed.
Like, so I'm here to give more or less. And I'm very, very happy with that. You did? Because it's like, I got music. I'm moving with a purpose.
And sitting here talking with you, man, that's something that I'm starting to love about you. Like, I can really tell that you're not really about all the fame, like, because you really came from nothing,
yeah,
so you all about inspiration, inspiring
the
next
all,
person.
King. That's it. You know, like, everything that's happening is a blessing, and we still out here grinding every day, so don't get it mixed, you know what I mean? But like you said, I'm not here for the right, we here to inspire, you know, and vibe out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And give love and just do good music, man, and help my country as much as possible. And help other youngins that's been going through stuff, letting them know, like, bro, if you stick with everything you're doing right now, don't let nobody tell you nothing, you could do it, King. If I can do it, trust, Brody, you could do it, you dig? I'm telling you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm really here for.
Of course, every city got their independent scene.
Mm-hmm.
But for the artist that's locked in here in the upstate, Greenville, Anderson, what type of advice would you give them, the independent artists?
Any independent artist out there grinding on a grizzle, doing your thing, man, I tell you this, man. Follow your gut, follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It sound cliche, but it's from the big homie Mufasa himself. I'm telling you, because there was times I had meetings with people, things ain't go right, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? But long as you follow your gut and what your inside telling you, it's going to lead, just don't go against it.
Yeah.
Follow your heart, what you want to, don't listen to this, that. Trust me, it's going to come for you.
Trust yourself. Mm-hmm. Stay true to yourself.
And you gonna be straight, you know what I'm saying?
Like the big homie Bryson Tiller said, man, stay true to yourself.
That's
you gotta
it.
Trust yourself.
You have to.
So what's up next for the Zoe, the Haitian Mufasa?
Ooh.
What's up? We got any big tours, mid-states? I know you got Rome coming out.
Oh yeah, like, we got the Rome, you know, price tag going up. Outside of that, we spot dates. So we gonna just keep putting dates out there
where we
in different cities and hopefully, you know, tour suit. Man, promote. Y'all need the people hitting me from left and right. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yo, come here. So we trying to just move and position ourselves
because
I want to see everybody. You know what I mean? So, you know, promoters, we running around. We doing what we got to do. So we out here, Mufasa, man. We trying to touch the people. And that's all we going to keep doing. But, you know, a lot of big news coming soon, man. A lot of dope music. And we just going to keep pushing. Just keep
definitely,
going.
Definitely,
you know
man.
I mean?
Definitely. Hey, let's go ahead and get straight into it, man. Let's jump into this brand new price tag, the Haitian Mufasa, Jeff Cherry.
You know what I mean? Jeff Cherry, Haitian Mufasa in the building, Montana, what it do? It's my new single, Price Today, going up. Ooh-wee.
Hey, let's get it. Dropping right now, 96.3, 104.5, the number one station on the block.
Savage.
Everything I stay dripping.
Yeah, here go you a genius.
I made it. High class.
Brand of flutes.
High fashion.
Easy type.
High gas.
Money blue.
Price tag.
About 100.
Price tag.
About a man.
Price tag.
About a million.
Price tag. Yeah. Good pussy.
It ain't cheap.
Not bad.
She gon' eat.
She do it to me.
Put me sleep.
And pop that.
Gon' creep.
Price tag.
About 100.
Price tag.
About a man.
Price tag.
About a million.
Price tag.
Cost a man.
You know I'm poppin', so I need high maintenance. Tomorrow never promise, so I gotta say grace. Tell a bitty, hold my phone, fuck, take pictures. I just did a show, but swear I'm still the same. It's going down, sunken cruiser. My bitch a big dog.
your bitch a poodle. She never pop up, toast the strudels. And hold a 4/5 down, but ain't no cougar, yeah. You know she blow a nigga back just like a hooker. Keep a pistol on my lap for these intruders. Pillow talking to my bitty, she the coolest. Like the other side of the pillow, she the coolest. I just left Lennox Mall with all my shooters. Only Haitian flags all inside the Uber. They can't measure up, not even with rulers. I threw a pound of loud and blew it in a tuba. What? High maintenance, high class, high fashion, high gas. Price tag, price tag, price tag, price tag, yeah. Good pussy, not bad. She do it to me and pop that. Price tag, price tag, price tag, price tag. I probably spent $100,000 on some weed. Middle finger screaming, fuck the police. Strip a bitty butt naked, turn a green. All these niggas spoil my wave, I mean no grease. I'm disgusting, baby, fuck it, I'm a geek. Got a broom, not a witch, but I will sweep. I'm not tatted, I got no gold teeth. These niggas pussy, yeah, I know they soft as creeps. I'm at scrapes, I'm an eight. Where I'm from, it ain't safe. You relate? I think nah, I could tell right from the gate. Keep a bitty, yeah, she bad. And you know she give me space. Few seconds on the shot clock, I'm shooting in her face. Yeah, you know I'm poppin', so I need them high maintenance. Tomorrow never promise, so I gotta say grace. Tell a bitty, hold my phone, fuck, take pictures. I just did a show, but swear I'm still the same nigga. High maintenance, high class, high fashion, high gas. Price tag, price tag, price tag, price tag, yeah. Good pussy, not bad. She do it to me and pop that. Price tag, price tag, price tag, price tag.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.